about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Random disclaimer.
Hey, don't do anything that I say in this song, okay? It's f***ing fiction. If anything happens, don't f***ing blame me, white America. Bill O'Reilly.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Are we ready for Psycho Mike's message from his mom?
Hi, hon. It's me. I heard you this morning. Made a mother very proud to hear you take a crack in the bushes. That's another story. Good show.
Other than that, good show.
Cool history.
And now.
Oh, that is?
No, it looks kind of like Ryan Seacrest stuff.
Gotta catch Ryan Seacrest, man.
Nothing in particular. The guy just bugs the shit out of me.
Our feature presentation.
All of us.
Yeah. David Duchovny?
Yeah, it was. It's Californication. Great. They were at a shooting range saying how the thing that they were shooting at looked like Ryan Seacrest.
Kind of did.
That's funny.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Tuesday morning.
How much did Beer Mug eat or drink over the weekend?
Ooh, good question.
That's all I care about. What's it been? Almost a week since the diet started now.
Yeah, I did all right. I had a little slip up.
Yeah!
What kind of slip up,
What'd
Mike?
You slip up on?
An early morning slip up. I had a cinnamon roll for breakfast.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's not bad. Well, are we going to do weigh-ins like weekly?
Maybe weekly, yeah.
I think that'd be good.
Maybe weekly.
Phil Kogan said, if you're going to eat any meal of the day, it's going to be breakfast. So I figured, hey, I'll bring it off.
Put your carbs on breakfast, yeah.
And that's a good advice. And the thing is, I mean, you call it a slip up, but it has to be a diet that is workable for you also. It can't be something that keeps you miserable all the time. And if it helps every once in a while to have a little something in the big picture, it's a good thing.
Or once a day.
No, you know, whatever it takes.
What day did you start the diet?
That was a Tuesday. So Tuesday today, last week.
Today it is a week then.
Yeah.
Maybe today's the day for a weigh-in.
All right. I think it is.
Get another weigh-in.
Okay, like good.
If you're keeping the scale there. It was weird to see it. I guess Beer Mug, you retweeted it, but it was weird to see Phil Kogan on Twitter saying, I am in. I'm going to help Beer Mug lose weight. And I think it was off the air. I don't even think we shared this on the air. But I think off the air, Phil was asking. He's the host of The Amazing Race, for those of you who don't know. And he's noopportunitywasted.com. He's a guy who believes that you can do anything you want to do.
He's wrong, but he does believe that.
And he said, so Muggs, what are you doing? And Muggs said, well, it took a 7-mile bike ride yesterday. And the disgust on Phil's face that he only had gone 7 miles. He's like, why are you wasting my time if you're only riding your bike 7 miles?
Yeah, I thought that he would be impressed. I was impressed. When he said he rode his bike 7 miles, I thought, wow, he's really getting after it. And Phil's like,
I couldn't do it.
Call me back when you're going 30.
Yeah. At least 30.
I'll meet you and go for a ride with you as long as we're going at least 30 miles. Don't waste my time for anything less than 30 miles. So I don't think there's any reason to ever ride a bicycle 30 miles if you have a car, do you?
Well, I think, people do it for enjoyment and then they do it for exercise.
No,
but nothing. You're not down with either of those. So
I'm not down with either of those. Right. I don't like enjoyment. I don't like exercise.
Right.
I'm against it all. So, all right. Well, good times. Well, I'm looking forward to the weigh-in. So that's pretty impressive, Muggs, if that's the only thing you considered a slip. And no alcohol at all over the weekend?
I did have alcohol. I had red wine and a shot of vodka.
As Phil also advised?
Yes.
Yeah. And a shot of vodka.
Yeah. That's okay. Wow. No beer. That's the worst.
Good for you.
That is the worst, having no beer available.
Getting nervous yet, Kevin?
That's the worst part of the diet?
Yeah.
Am I getting nervous? No.
Yeah.
No. Is the bet over today?
No.
No, I'm not.
He still seems committed, though.
Yeah, well, part of me hopes he makes it, because I'd like him to stay healthy and not fall over dead on the job. Mm-hmm. But the other part of me has some money on it, and then when I have money on it, you know.
Yeah. We got to start ordering nothing but Mexican food in the morning or something. Give him no options.
Oh, I've given him I got another one today. I think he'll be very tempting. So.
Okay, good. Good. All right. Well, before we move on, we have a huge Kevin and Bean show for you planned today. I thought this was interesting. It's kind of a minor story. What do you think the most expensive drink is you can get at Starbucks? Starbucks is known for their $5 cup of coffee. I generally just get the $2.35 regular fresh brewed coffee. That's fine for me because I don't have a sophisticated enough palate to be able to tell the difference between most of their good coffees.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people are getting the $5 coffees. Then, you know, a lot of times they get the, you know, they get the mochas or they get the cappuccinos or the frappuccinos or whatever. And they start adding the, you know, the nutmeg and the whipped cream and all the other stuff. What's the most you think you could pay for a cup of coffee at Starbucks?
See, I don't know, because when you said $5 cup of coffee, I was shocked.
It's close to that, right? Lisa's a yeah. something, right?
I think yeah. so. If you have like the venti frappuccino.
One drink?
Yep.
Yeah.
I
with whipped cream.
I would think $5 is high. $7, $8?
Lisa, what do you think?
No, I was going to say about $5.75.
Here's a man in Nacogdoches, Texas, who just bought the most expensive Starbucks drink in the world. $23.60.
Come on, that's not possible. What the hell is that?
He had a gift certificate.
It has E in it.
Actually, a Starbucks rewards card, and he went out of his way to see how much he could spend on one cup of coffee. So this isn't what he drinks or anything, but he just wanted to try it, right? So apparently he got a Java chip frappuccino in a Trenta cup. I think the Trenta may be something in some locations that's even bigger than the venti.
Yeah, it must be.
This is like their super big gulp. All right, a Java chip frappuccino in a Trenta cup with 16 shots of espresso. A shot of soy milk, caramel flavoring, banana puree, strawberry puree, vanilla beans, matcha powder, whatever that is, protein powder, and a drizzle of caramel and mocha. $23.60 is how much it costs. He also said it did not taste good.
I was going to say, it sounds terrible.
It was tolerable, but it was not good. It doesn't give calories in this article, but it does say it contained 1,400 milligrams of caffeine, which seems like a lot.
Wow.
Wow.
Why does a guy go do that?
I think he just had a gift card and wanted to see how much he could put in one cup, I think.
I guess.
I mean, you could have more shots of espresso. You could just keep going, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Unless there's no room in the cup anymore. I don't know. Yeah, 16 shots of espresso. That sounds like that would kill you or would keep you awake for a year,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Anyway, there you go. That's bizarre.
Whoever gave him that gift card is regretting it.
Yeah. I wasted that on you.
Totally. Wait, you didn't drink it.
Used all that in one drink? Really? All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right. Let's get started.
Thank you. We have the Celebrity Apprentice highlights.
Truly amazing.
I did watch.
I tried to tape and somehow forgot. I missed it. There was the Amazing Race. There was a whole bunch of stuff
there
on Sunday
night.
There
was a lot of stuff.
And somehow I missed Celebrity Apprentice, so I'm looking forward to the highlights.
Okay.
So that we can, so I can see what happened. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I have goosebumps.
Easy. It's not that good. We also are going to talk about Ghost Rider. Now, I went to see Ghost Rider. And
of course you did.
But only because a friend wanted to.
Now, you didn't see the first two, right?
Or one, or however many there were. No, because it looked dumb.
Okay.
It looked dumb.
It still looks dumb, though, right? You know that. It's still Nicolas Cage with his face on fire, right?
I went in thinking this is going to be a bad movie. That was my mindset.
Sure.
Now, most of the time, if you go into a movie with that kind of mindset, it's pleasantly surprising because it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be. Way worse.
Wait, really?
It was one of the worst. It was almost worth seeing. It was so bad.
It almost comes around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where you're watching and stuff happens and you just start laughing out loud. And you're not supposed to. But it's just so poorly. The dialogue is so stupid that it almost makes it worth watching. I can't impress upon you how bad it is.
I bet it was either number one or number two. I bet it was a big hit this weekend.
His head is on fire. That happens.
Yep, sure is.
So, and we're going to talk about, speaking of that, we're going to talk about near-death experiences, which...
Holy mackerel.
King of Mexico almost rear-ended one of those street cleaners.
Oh.
Ran right in the back of it. You know how he does.
Yeah.
He catches a quick nap on the way to work or home. So we're going to talk about that today as well, and the Khloe Kardashian sex swing story.
You're seeing is the face of a champion.
Take it easy. We talked about this last week. She installed the sex swing, and we had many questions about that, and we're going to ask her today and figure out exactly just what's going on. And
I was there when the Berlin Wall fell, and frankly,
it
paled in comparison to this moment unfolding before our eyes.
Okay, this moment is not going to be that good. But when I introduce you to Swamp People, who I love, these are my people, Swamp People.
Wow!
Okay. I'll do that in about a half hour.
So, this much vomit hasn't been seen outside of Germany in decades.
I don't think anyone's vomiting yet. They may, but they haven't yet. So just take it easy. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat coming up next.
The
Garmin. Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Garmin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Woo. You were last.
That's right. Here I am. Look at me. This is me. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rested. He's tan. He's ready.
He's not tan. Let's not get crazy.
I'm not burnt, though.
You're not burnt.
Suck it. Suck it, son. Can't get me. Bitch.
Ralph, we've talked about cruises a little bit on the show, and I understand that they have upgraded from the experience that we think of from the old days of what cruises are like. How was yours?
It depends on what cruise line you go on. Really, mm-hmm. these
yeah, that's
days.
True.
Some are more cattle cars than others, and we went on an excellent line, and I'm not getting any kickback for this, but it's called Seabourn, which is smaller boats. They're basically just giant yachts.
Really?
So we only had about 200 passengers on the, on the ship and about 100 and some odd crew, so you know, you got pretty good customer service there at 2-1. And because it's a smaller boat, you get to go to some of the smaller islands. We went to the Caribbean, and you get to go to some of the smaller islands than the big ships go to. So we got to see some very cool places that not a lot of cruise lines get into because they have these giant floating hotels. And it was an amazing trip. It was just gorgeous weather, and I like the Caribbean anyway. I've been to the Bahamas before, but I've never been to, as they say, the Lesser Antilles, which is down there with St. Bart's and St. Martin's and St. Thomas and St. Kitts.
Nice.
And St. John's Aguila and Anguilla. However you say that,
I don't know.
And it was
seasick?
It was wrong. No, I don't get seasick, so it wasn't ever an issue. I knew for that much. I was going into it that I was going to have a good time.
Did you make it to Haiti for the AIDS and the earthquakes?
We passed by Haiti.
Right.
Did you wave?
Yeah, they have an AIDS package apparently on this cruise line. If you want to stop by and have some unprotected sex with a Haitian hooker while shooting up heroin with a dirty needle, you when walking on the glass in the ocean, you can do that.
They can make that available.
Yeah,
that's nice.
This was really sort of a ritzy out of the norm experience for me, and my wife put it together naturally because she's classier than I am. But it was one of these deals where at the end of the cruise, they take you to this little tiny private island called Prickly Pear Island, and you get off, and there's a beach party there, and everyone's hanging out, and the crew comes by on these giant, what look like surfboards with linen tablecloths on them. They're in their uniforms in the water up to their waist, and they come by with this surfboard, and on the surfboard is a giant ice carafes with champagne and caviar in them. So while you're lounging in the surf, they come by and give you a little champagne and caviar while you're hanging out. So it was a very sort of high-end event, and we really had a blast. Yeah, so I am going to do the show from now on from St. Bart's. That's what I've decided.
Really? That's it?
Are you familiar with the Nikki Beach nightclub chain?
No. Mm-hmm.
They've got one in South Beach. They've got one in St. Bart's. They've got another one, someplace else where rich and famous and good-looking people go.
Right.
But this Nikki Beach in St. Bart's, it was like a beer commercial. These supermodels just walking around in the tiny, tiny bikinis. And everyone, and they were bringing out giant magnums of champagne with sparklers attached to them and flares going off. It was, quite the lifetimes of the rich and famous. So, it was just
want to move there and do the show?
It was pretty tempting, yeah. When you get up every day and you see that water, which is that crazy sort of, it looks almost artificial blue.
And you can see through it for a mile.
Forever. And, the fish are swimming by you when you're out there up to your waist. And just the gorgeous sun and the great people. We were surprised how nice the people of the islands were to us. So it was just overall, it was just a great
trip. Would you be able to adjust to not starting the show until, 11 a.m. or noon or so?
That
would be tough.
That would be the hardest part, obviously, of making the transition. But I think I might be able to tough it out.
Yeah. Well, we can't tell you. I'm sure your emailers let you know the Garmin was out in full force to tell you how much we sucked while you were gone. But we couldn't be more delighted to have you back.
True at all. You guys don't need me. I just came back because I missed you. That's all.
I know that's true.
Yes. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. I heard you guys mentioning who made what at the box office over the weekend. Well, Bean, you'll be sad to hear that Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance only was third at the box office this weekend.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, ended up behind Safe House and The Vow for number three, making $22 million. Safe House made over $24 million this weekend, made it number one. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, was fourth. This Means War. The new Reese Witherspoon movie made over $17 million this weekend, making it number five at the box office. Star Wars Phantom Menace in 3D was sixth. Who would possibly want to go see that movie?
I can't imagine.
In a more invasive way. I hated the movie. I don't want it in my face. I don't want three dimensions. I barely liked it in two dimensions. Do they have a one-dimension version I can watch? Chronicle was seventh.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com will be joining us later on today, like you do, after a long weekend. And also, Celebrity Apprentice is back last night. You know, or Sunday night. Donald Trump says this is the biggest and best cast he's ever had, and it's going to be the best episode. Yeah, he said this is going to be the best version of the series ever.
Then it must be, because he doesn't exaggerate.
Never.
Yeah, he's not the kind of guy who hypes his projects up. So anyway, we'll be talking about that. First, though, how about Chloe and Lamar being back on TV? Nothing smacks of, hey, let's come up with something funny to do just because we have a television show, even though it's a reality show. This has nothing to do with real life. Nothing smacks of that more than this, that they show the couple installing a sex swing into their new place
in
Texas.
Hey, hey, how do you know that's not what they would do normally?
It just, to me, it's like, hey, what do we got to do for our season premiere? Oh, I know. It'll be wacky if we put in a sex swing. So we told you about this story last week, but at the time we weren't able to get a hold of Chloe for some reason. I don't know why, but I believe we have her on the phone now so we can ask what's going on with her and her husband, Lamar Odom. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this Lamar?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. It's early. What's going on?
Sorry about that, Lamar.
Who's calling, man?
It's Kevin and Bean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean, we talk to you all the time. You're radio pals from Los Angeles.
Oh, it's not ringing a bell.
Mm. Okay.
Is this Jeremy Lin, is it?
No.
Stop calling me Jeremy Lin.
Although,
you're very popular. I understand that.
Although the Dallas Mavericks did lose to the New York Knicks with Jeremy Lin over the weekend.
Yeah, I know all about that. I was playing in the game, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have hurt. That's not what you want to do.
That's Linsanity, man.
No, you're right about that.
That's Linappropriate.
Right.
So, Lamar, we're sorry to wake you up so early, but we wanted to talk to your wife about the new season of Chloe and Lamar and about the sex swing.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Chloe! Little two guys on the phone to call the time, and I don't remember their names.
Kevin and Bean.
Oh, wow. It's Chloe. She's gotten bigger.
I had to get these floors replaced.
Once a week, I bet, right, Chloe?
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Ellen.
Kevin and Bean.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Brian.
No, still Kevin.
Hi, Carson. Hi, food truck driver.
So, apparently, according to the show, Chloe Lamar, here's your quote, talking about your husband, having an NBA lockout, I think it really made Lamar depressed. That affected us in other areas, which I didn't realize till later. I was trying to overcompensate, like entertain him more, so I thought this would make him happy. That's when you made the decision to put up a sex swing.
Yes, I did. I need to keep my man happy, because that's my job as a wife, to do wifely duties.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he was so sad that I thought, what can I do to make him happy?
Did you think about losing 150 pounds?
How dare you?
Well, he doesn't speak for me, Chloe.
Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that, Ryan.
Just like you are.
You're a sweet little man, Ryan. I appreciate that. No, I am a sexual goddess. I am a woman of great sexuality.
Okay.
And I thought how to make Lamar happy is with my bodacious body and my sexuality.
Now, according to this article, you got in the swing.
And
the swing broke and fell. And
there was something, there's some sort of problem with the product. Yes.
Right, with the product.
Yes, there is some faulty mechanism or some shabby materials used to make this swing. But the first time we used it, yes, it did actually break.
Is it possible that it has a weight limit?
I'm sure it does, but I can't imagine we would reach it.
Well,
we're
average-sized
people.
Well,
no, you're
both. a little bigger than average.
It was a surprise to both of us that this swing made of Kevlar with eye bolts in the ceiling somehow came tumbling down under our weight. It was shocking,
right?
And unacceptable to us. So I've taken it upon myself to do the next best thing and put in a new sex swing for us to have our wild sexual adventures.
Okay.
As you can see every week on Chloe and Lamar on E.
Okay.
Because
okay,
I really, I want to show everything. I want to show it in the sex swing. I don't want to leave no sweaty crevice unopened.
We'd rather you didn't show that
I'd like everything to be seen by the public because I have nothing to hide from my beloved public.
Yeah.
And I haven't made a sex tape since One Night in China.
That was you? How about that?
Sure looked like me.
We don't need a sex tape, Chloe.
And so this one's going to stay. This is the new swing.
Okay.
It's made from carbide steel.
Okay.
Tungsten reinforcements.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Okay.
It diamonds. It's made from diamonds.
It's made from diamonds.
Yes, the hardest material known to nature.
Sure. Right.
And we think we've actually had a new home built around the swing.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So we're pretty sure this one's gonna stay.
All right, are you guys going to jump in it right now? Or
let me get into it now and see.
I'd love to hear this.
For the first time trying it.
Okay, this is exciting.
There's a whole lever and pulley system.
Sounds complicated.
We got a used tractor as part of it.
Sexy. I know that.
Kind of sharp, but I think it's going to be very sexy.
What's happening?
I'm having a hard time getting comfortable, frankly.
Okay.
It's just...
No. I was afraid of. No. You all right?
I don't think a girder is supposed to be inside a person like that.
No. I'm surprised Mumford & Sons haven't been on Swamp People yet. Hey, Ralph Garman has returned. He'll have the showbiz beat for you coming up here in a couple of minutes here on the World Famous K-Rock. First, though, the Afro Line is on the air. This is your chance to call us and tell us what you think about whatever. 323-520-AFRO. What's going on today?
Happy President's Day.
Didn't think that was going to be a girl, did you?
No, I did not.
I sure didn't.
Here's a guy with a very technical question about the song we play on Friday.
So why can't I bogart that joint? Because you're asking me to roll another one just like the other one. That means there's about to be two joints in play. Come on, people. It's logistics.
That's an excellent point, by the way.
Well, it depends, though, on how many people are there. Two joints in play may not be enough.
Right.
If there's 12 people.
Yeah, you got to kind of keep it moving then, I guess.
Come on, man. Think about it.
Hey, guys, can we have a new section called Let's All Talk About Kate Upton? You know, like how we used to do with Megan Fox, but Kate Upton.
Yep.
Oh, no, Kate Upton.
Yeah, we've kind of been doing that.
Shut up, Lisa.
Hey, I got to say, this Februariola is almost halfway done, and it's not very impressive. Lisa May, put him on the glass.
That is the answer, by the way. That's always the answer. Here's a guy who used a text to landline to give us some beer mug quotes.
That's not brown rice that is amazing. Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight.
You didn't hear his Grammy interviews. They were... fantastic.
I almost feel like we need to set aside a break tomorrow to catch Ralph up with things he missed while he was gone, including the Beer Mug Grammy interviews.
I swear to God, if Beer Mug interviews another person, I will kill him! You are a disgrace to all Jewish alcoholics.
Oh, you don't want to offend that. You don't want to offend that group.
We have a new round of Beer Mug interviews in honor of the President's Day holiday yesterday, coming up later on this morning's Kevin DeBean Show, so I hope that guy's listening.
You know what, guys? I was listening to the podcast today, and just that Kevin song was amazing, so I recommend that instead of playing a real song before you come on the air, I recommend you play that song in replacing one of those, because that's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard, and that should have been nominated for an Emmy.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 K-R-O-K. Got a special guest to talk to about it.
It's like you take a, you catch a fish in a lake and you put it out on the ground and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water is what it's like.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple of years. We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red. Monday morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
And how often have you used it?
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
Where was you?
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
When you roast E-Fiesta 2007.
Oh, my God.
I saw him as a what do you call him?
I don't
know. Gavin's color commentary. By the way, just for the movie theaters, all site, all do not. There's no all that. There's not. It's not a hard one, but if you heard it,
but it is the way you heard it.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time. Him?
Yeah. Not even an accident. I mean, it's not even his. You don't do it on purpose. You also don't make accidents. You know, you have to do it like they say.
Yes, and you see these sites you never knew existed, but they're right up here. And it just, hours.
But the photos sure do look good.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about?
Now that's par for the cake, for the course. I got it.
So that's a toss up.
and you
need
the disadvantage
somebody
in this story.
When good men fail to stand up, bad yes triumphs or whatever that is. We need an update for when the book comes out on DVD.
What did you do?
Are you here to protect us? Not hot.
That song is over, and now we will speak. It's the Kevin and Beecher on the world famous K Rock.
I need to do the Dave plan next time.
What?
I need to do the Dave plan next time.
I'm not drunk.
We owe every one of you that listens to the show a great debt of gratitude. I don't think that's what I meant to say.
So what, he sounds drunk. So what, he can't speak. Maybe he's dumb. He's special needs. What's he talking about? Man, he sounds crappy. Kevin's a big-headed drunkie.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
And now, a moment with Bean. But is it too long to be listening at 5 o'clock this afternoon, be caller 106.7, and win a pair of three-day passes? Is it too long from now for that to happen?
I don't understand the question, but I don't think so.
That was a moment with Bean.
That's like Bean going to a foreign country and speaking the language of the natives and having them look at him like, what are you trying to do?
You mean I don't understand?
You're not speaking our language at all, yes. Yeah. Bean was the one person you think he'd be able to connect up with that statement would be Kevin, and Kevin just turned his back. That's how you know, that's how bad that was. Kevin didn't understand it.
Well, I'm not good if that's what you're saying. Yeah. All right, welcome back, Ralph Garman, to the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday, Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, I'd so much rather be here than at the soggy dollar bar where I spend the better part of an entire day hammock.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a crib.
Drinking something called a painkiller.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I don't want to be there. I'd rather be here.
The ugly,
this is where I
want to
be. I don't want to be on the island of Joost van Dijk, which you can only get to via ferry boat. No, why would I want to be in a remote, beautiful Caribbean island when I could be here with my friends?
Glad you're happy to be
back. That's a nice attitude.
Blech. They call it the Soggy Dollar Bar because you can't get into White Bay by boat. Everybody has boats there. They get to all the islands. They go boat hopping.
Right.
People who live on one island, when they go for dinner, they go to another island. They go to vacation, they go to another neighboring island. So
which is exactly the same as the island they're on, but just perfect.
Just different. It's just not that island.
Yeah.
So the Soggy Dollar Bar is in White Bay on Joost van Dijk in the British Virgin Islands. And you can't pull your boat in there. There's a beautiful island bar on the beach, but you can't pull your boat in because the water is too shallow. The surf is too shallow there.
Okay.
So you have to anchor off of White Bay, and then the people swim in to the bar.
Ah, thus the name.
And it's the Soggy Dollar Bar because almost everyone pays with wet currency when
they
get
funny
there because they've been swimming in. And you get yourself a painkiller, and you sit in these hammocks they've got between these two palm trees, and it looks like a set for a movie. If they were going to shoot a movie about a island watering hole, this is the places they would
but
go.
But you were sitting there, and you're like, this is good, but I really miss work.
I really would like to talk about Britney Spears and Adam Lambert instead of being here with my beautiful wife. It's good to be back.
It might take a few days, Ralph, but you'll get back into the swing.
Yeah, I think
things.
I think by August I should be back in the swing of things. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Adam Lambert, I just mentioned him. He, of course, from American Idol. I don't believe he won that season. I'm trying to double check with Bean, but I do not believe he did not win.
He did not.
Although he was obviously the most talented guy that season, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Who won, Bean? Do you know?
I don't. I mean,
Ruben?
All the years, all the years run
Clay
together.
Aiken. That was the Clay Aiken year, okay. Right?
Yeah. All the years run together. I don't know who won that one. Maybe
seems like the winners don't do as well sometimes as the people who get close.
Sometimes, but then there's the Carrie Underwoods and the Jordan Sparks, and there are some that have also won that have been successful. But yeah, I don't remember who won Adam season.
Since he has been on that show, people have been talking about him and the band Queen possibly getting together because he is a very flamboyant, very talented singer with enormous range.
Has an amazing voice that would be perfect.
And they did Queen Week the season he competed, and he actually sang with the band, and it was remarkable. So everyone's saying he should replace Freddie Mercury. He should tour with the band. Here's a little taste of Adam Lambert singing some Queen, by the way.
My name is Beer Mug. No, I'm kind of fat.
I don't think
my name is Beer Mug. How'd you like that?
I don't believe that's Adam Lambert.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his audition for American Idol.
Wow.
Good. Yeah.
It's Freddie Mercury good.
He's got some chops. So it's happened. The Queen fans will be happy to know Adam Lambert and Queen are joining together. However, it's just for one concert only.
What?
Oh, is that right? Not even a tour?
Not even a tour.
They should hire the dude to be the lead singer of
That's
Queen.
That's what should happen. I believe they are very eager to do that. I don't think Adam Lambert is eager to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I think he still thinks he's got his own career to forge. And by the way, Adam, you're mistaken. Just take the money and run. Just join Queen and just go about your business.
There are a lot of people that are alive now that never saw Queen. This would be a fantastic thing.
And the music is great.
Yeah.
And it would be.
And he's great.
Awesome.
But they've had Paul Rodgers singing on and off for the last few years.
Yeah.
But he's an oldies act, and that's what Queen has been. Get a guy like Adam Lambert, who's young and contemporary and forward-thinking, and start making new Queen albums. That way it's the best of both worlds. You get to be a contemporary artist, and you also get the benefit of that great catalog.
Good point. He will be performing them at something called the Sonosphere. I'm not familiar with the Sonosphere, but it is a rock festival.
There's huge rock festivals in Europe.
Queen will be headlining the second day of Sonosphere 2012. It's going to happen July the 7th at Knebworth Park in Stevenage, north of London. So it's in the UK. So anybody who wants to see this show has to go to the UK.
If he's going to go to all the trouble, though, don't you think, to learn the songs and practice with the guys and all that kind of stuff, don't you think this is gig one? Maybe.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope they tour. I would go. I like their music, and I think he's a remarkable entertainer. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But at least they're going to have something. I'm sure they'll film it and you can see it on DVD or something. I know it's Tuesday, and usually we look at movie results on Mondays, but we were off yesterday. So let's take a look and see what was the number one movie of the weekend. Safe House with Denzel Washington. Made almost $30 million. Good enough to make it number one over the long weekend. Safe House, also known as every movie Denzel Washington has ever made, by the way.
Yeah.
Same. I looked at the trailer and was like, "Is this? Have I seen this movie before? Is this the same one he did 2 years ago?" The Vow was second. Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance was third at the box office this weekend.
Laughably bad.
Here's the thing. I was sitting in the theater.
You saw it?
This weekend. And I said, finally, there's going to be a movie Kevin and I can agree on. We can come in and say, wasn't that fun? Did you have a good time? And I was like, yeah, that was really just a fun, cartoony, goofy action film. Kevin, finally, you and I can agree on a movie.
Kevin thinks
it's too bad, and I enjoyed it.
I can't believe you went.
Well, I'm a big comic book fan, first of all. And I'm a big fan of Neville Dean and Taylor, the two guys who directed the film. They did the Crank movies with Jason Statham.
Those, yeah.
And I always know that you're going to be short on dialogue and character development with their films, but you're going to see really interesting visual camera stuff.
It was that way, yeah.
And so I said, I'm going to see a cartoon, and Nicolas Cage will be his ridiculous, over-the-top self. And I think I will go and have a good couple hours. I was jet lagged. I just wanted to get out of the house. And I said, I'm just going to go and see a goofy movie and have a good time. And I enjoyed it for what it was.
I did too. But it was terrible. But it was terrible enough that I think it came back around. People were laughing out loud at parts that
it's a cartoon. Yeah, it absolutely is.
It's funny.
But I thought Idris Elba was good in it. I thought it was very entertaining. In a goofy kind of way. Did you see the first one?
I don't think so.
Ghost Rider?
I don't think I did, though.
It's leaps and bounds beyond that.
Oh, now. Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island was fourth. This Means War, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace in 3D. was sixth.
Ralph, let me jump in here for 1 second. Something else you missed while you were gone?
Yes.
Is this exchange between Kevin, talking about the Star Wars re-release, and Mr. Movie Phone, who was filling in for you on the beat.
I kind of want to watch this in 3D. Does that make me bad?
Yep.
So that's all you need to know about that.
There you go. Chronicle was number seven. The Woman in Black was eight. The Secret World of Arity was ninth. And The Gray came in at number 10. Today's celebrity birthdays, while we're talking about Star Wars, Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO in all of the films, is 66 years old today. I think he's the only character that appears in every one of the films, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? You're right.
Yeah. Alan Rickman is 66 years old. William Peterson, 59 years old. Kelsey Grammer turns 57. Eric Wilson of Sublime is 42. Jennifer Love Hewitt turns 33. Ellen Page of Juno and Inception is 25. Ashley Green from Twilight. Yeah. That's a good deal right there. She's 25. And Corbin Bleu from High School Musical. He's 23 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Highlights of Celebrity Apprentice coming up for you. Donald Trump's show back on the air this past Sunday night. Plus, we'll talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. And Ralph is back with the showbiz beat. He's got a bunch of stuff to give away, too. I think we'll be getting to that here pretty soon. The Kevin and Bean Facebook page is a great way for you to be in touch with us. Of course, you can always email it us, or you can call us, or you can call the Afro line, or you can tweet us, whatever you want to do. But the Facebook page, Dave, you put up what we were going to be talking about here. And, man, have a lot of people almost died. What up?
Yeah, apparently dying in style.
We do this at Dying's and stuff.
Yeah. We do this every once in a while. Near-death experiences. You thought you were going to die. And apparently Dave, the King of Mexico, had an incident. Was it last week or the week before?
It was a couple of weeks ago. I was coming home from a Clipper game. And it was late night. You know, it's a long day. And I'm driving really fast in the slow lane. And I just got into a zone. And all of a sudden...
So let me see if I can recap already. Late night, long day... Driving really fast
yeah.
In the slow lane.
In the slow lane, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I get in a zone, and when I snap out of it, I notice that I'm coming up really fast upon one of those freeway street cleaners with the big lights that say, hey, you better scoot over to the right.
Right.
And I immediately just,
swerve
to the left and narrowly miss it.
Did you check?
Narrowly miss it.
Did you check to your left and see if there was anyone there, or did you just get lucky?
I didn't care.
Oh,
I figured,
man,
I have a better chance hitting a car, sideswiping that car, than
head-on
plowing
collision.
Into that street sweeper.
You're
probably. And
right.
I know
that thing won't move at all.
I know that's probably like a dick way of thinking, but I don't want to die, and I would have clearly just have died. You know, running into that.
Dude,
and
how close do you think you got to the street sweeper?
I'm sorry, how fast were you going and then how close
did you get? I was going about 80.
Okay, how fast? I mean, how close?
And maybe less than a car length.
Oh,
less than a car.
Yeah, it was like...
There would have been nothing left of it.
I'm sure the guys were like, oh, this guy's going to hit us. You know, the guys on the,
right.
the sweeper. And... Man, what a feeling that is.
Yeah,
that's... You know, it's that's not good.
Were you awake for like 3 days after that because you were shocked?
I couldn't go to sleep that night, you know, and it was just... And it doesn't hit you right away. You know, right away it was just like, whoa, that was close. But then as you settle down and your adrenaline kind of, you know, calms down, you think, and wow, I almost died.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, you really...
Yeah.
Again.
What do you mean again?
Stop it! I don't know, this... This used to happen to me a lot.
Is
but
this
now,
you on the road?
Yeah.
Dave falls asleep a lot.
Well, I used to. This hasn't happened in a long time, and I don't think I fell asleep. I just, you know, zoned out.
Sure.
So, Dave, how will this change your driving, since you know you have a pattern of it in the past? But
that's cute, Bean, that you think it will.
Because I will tell you, I want to hear the answer to your question, but I will tell you that I had an experience, and I don't remember the specifics of it now. I do know that something happened to me when I was a teenager where I either hit something or almost hit something, and it scared the bejesus out of me. And this is not a joke. Decades later, I literally never have to worry about falling asleep now because I still have that in the back of my mind. I am on edge every time I'm out in the car to make sure that that never happens again. It really did scare me straight for the rest of my life, and I'm so grateful for that. But you sound like a kind of guy who kind of takes it for granted and forgets about what happened with the street sweeper. And two weeks from now, you'll be telling us the same story again.
Yeah, he blows it off. That's what
he does. Well, I'll be in the fast lane from now on.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm gonna go fast.
If you're going to go fast, at least get in the fast lane.
Yeah, I mean, because it was near my exit. So, you know, I was obviously, and there was no one on the road except that street sweeper.
So it's really easy to see because it was the only thing there.
Yeah.
with giant lights.
With giant lights that are flashing.
Lights flashing.
Hey,
Dave,
to the right.
Down,
go to the right.
Well, we listen to Lisa's traffic every morning, and a couple of times a week during our show, somebody gets killed in a traffic accident. And they don't realize that today is their last day, and it could be any of us anytime. And
hey, that's bring us down, man.
No, I'm saying that's a horrifying thought. I mean, so many of us, I mean, I think almost all of us, almost all of us who work on this show have had an incident where they've had a near-death experience. I mean, we all are just lucky enough to walk away from most of those things. Listen to this. Shannon writes in on the Kevin Bean Facebook page. My mom was 6 years old when it happened. She had never been able to swim. She fell into water. She said she very clearly remembers the drowning sensation and the realization that she was going to die. She saw nothing but white. Right before she passed out, a man jumped into the water and saved her. That man died in a car accident a week later.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's that happened when she was six and obviously still remembers it and told her daughter about
it. Did the man that jumped in the pool say, we're not going to be rocking and rolling today?
John writes in, I was driving to my friend's house who lives in Topanga Canyon. My drink spilled in my car while going around a turn. I leaned over to pick it up on a straightaway. Next thing I know, I drove off Topanga Canyon and landed on top of a tree.
Ooh.
So that's a pretty serious accident right there.
Man.
Jesse, I fell asleep on the freeway, just like Dave, while my truck was on cruise control at 85 miles per hour. Hang on, my page just moved. Drove off the embankment into a ditch and flew a total of 600 feet. My truck was completely done. CHP officer told me I was the first one he'd ever seen come out of that ditch alive.
Wow.
So bad times, right?
Now we're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Near-death experiences. You thought this was it. This is the big one. You realized at that moment that your life was over. For Dave, not so much for us, he got pretty lucky because he saw it just in time and swerved.
Whew.
But then he says,
not my fault.
And then he's right back in the slow lane going fast. So give us a call and we will take your calls when we get back on the Kevin and Bean.
Talking about the Kevin and Bean listeners who try to make Bean's Death Corner but fail at it because they end up surviving. Dave, the King of Mexico, had a recent almost run-in with a street sweeper. That's what prompted us to talk about near-death experiences. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Listen to this from Lori. I was shooting a .44 Magnum in an indoor gun range. The gun jammed, so I was looking toward the barrel and pulling the trigger like you're trying to light a lighter that won't light.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Well, the gun went off. Luckily, it hit the ceiling and not my face. I've never told anyone because I was so embarrassed, so announcing it on the radio just seems perfect, especially since my husband was a gun instructor. That's her near-death experience. Almost blew her damned head off.
I don't care if you don't know anything about guns. You know enough not to look down the barrel and pull the trigger.
Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's try Jamie here on line three to get us going on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Jamie, you almost died. How?
I was younger. I was walking home from actually cashing my paycheck. So I had like $1,000 on me.
Right.
And I was in Belmont Shores, and I was walking, and some guy came up and put his arm around me, and I looked down and he had a knife at my stomach.
Oh.
So I, luckily for me, I passed out. And then when I came to, I remember everything else. Like I was outside of my body looking down.
Uh-huh.
And he had the knife at my throat and he said, I'll kill you. I swear to God, I'll kill you. And then something scared him and he ran. And
when he didn't even take the money after you passed out?
No, when I went back. Believe it, it was a long time ago. I had a fanny pack. When we went back after I called the police, it was still there with all the money, and the police told me that he wasn't trying to rob me. He was trying to take me.
He was trying to kill you?
Oh, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that the only thing I'm ever going to remember from this story is that you at one time had a fanny pack.
I've been a fanny pack for a long time, though.
Yeah. Change the story, even though.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mark. He's on line one. He actually did die. But he came back to life to tell us about it. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Good morning. In 2003, I was leaving work, normal day, and took off on my motorcycle down the street, only to have a 500 SL Mercedes pull out in front of me.
Oh.
Next thing I knew, I woke up on the ground for a moment and saw people walking across my visor, found out I was in an 11-day coma. Well, they put me back together. So apparently I was dead for 4 minutes.
Dead for 4 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have any memory at all of what you may have seen while you were in that coma, or any kind of weird experience from dying and coming back?
I had none, you know. So maybe God kept me here. You know what I'm saying? Unfinished business.
Sure. Have you changed your life in any way?
It definitely was a life changing thing. I live every day. You know, like you were saying earlier, when you wake up and go to work, anything can happen.
Right.
So make sure you have all your
everything in a row, so to speak. You
sure.
Know?
Yeah. There's this is why why you need to double hide your porn, people, because you don't know who's going to be finding it.
That's the important message from today. That's true.
Thank you, Mark. Here's another one from the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. Michelle writes in, back in 2005, I was taking a southbound Metrolink train to get to class every day. I tended to sit in the same spot every day, but that morning I sat at a table instead to finish a paper that was due in the afternoon. Well, the train derailed in Glendale, as you may remember, and the woman that sat in my normal seat was ejected from the train and died on impact. I was fortunate, of course, she was still on the train, so she was still in the accident. I was fortunate enough to get a few bumps and bruises and walk away from the accident. I don't go by a day without thinking about what would have happened if I would have sat in my normal seat that morning. How about that?
Oh, my God.
How does that? How would that not change the way you look at every minute that you have for the rest
of your
life? I
don't know, but almost every time we ask that question, they go,
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm still acting the same. Let's go to Albert. Hi, Albert.
Yeah.
You almost died? What happened?
Yeah, I drive a trash truck for the city, and I was on the street when it was raining. The street gave out, and I rolled down an embankment, down a cliff.
You drove a trash truck down a cliff?
Well, yeah, the street gave out, and the truck, I flipped the truck, and I rolled down a cliff.
Sweet. Wow. How many times did the truck turn over itself?
It only flipped over once, and then I slid all the way down about 100 feet, and a tree stopped me.
How what kind of injuries did you have at the bottom?
Oh, I have a bad disc and nerve damage in my back and my leg.
Pussy. I mean,
that's a pretty serious accident to walk away from. You must be thanking your lucky stars.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If it wasn't for that tree, I would have been done.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Let's do one more. Let's talk to Richie. This is everyone's worst nightmare when they're bungee cording or jumping out of an airplane, that something's going to go wrong. Richie, what happened?
Oh, Richie, right on.
Yeah, turn down your radio.
All right,
what happened?
Santa Monica!
There you go.
I don't think that's him, Bean. I don't think that's the actual guy.
It was still a nice effort, though.
It was a nice effort to prank us, but I don't think that was the one.
Don't forget, we are giving away tickets to Coachella. It is almost that time. The countdown to Coachella is on. We are at 52 days right now, and every weekday afternoon at 5, just be caller 106.7, and you'll win a pair of three-day passes. Details at krock.com. Here's the one thing I know about movies. Whatever film that's coming out for the weekend that looks the worst to me is always the one that Kevin is most excited to see. That's the one thing. That's the formula. So I knew without doubt that if you had time, Kevin, you were going to Ghost Rider this weekend. There was no question in my mind, because when I saw the trailer for that, I almost thought it was a Saturday Night Live parody.
So I think I really the movie did. May have been. I'm not positive. It was
really?
So bad, it was entertaining. I think
you were disappointed by
it. No. It came back around. I was disappointed at first, and then I realized how bad it was, and then I started getting giddy. Because it was really terrible. So we thought we'd talk this morning to Nicolas Cage just to find out, you know, kind of what he thought about it. Hi, Nick.
Morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
We're good, thank you.
We're doing fine. Well, congratulations on another big box office weekend. I don't know how you do it, but people consistently go to see your films, Nick.
Yeah, we're very pleased that Ghost Rider's doing as well as it did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe for those of us who are uninitiated in Ghost Rider, this is based on a comic book, is that right?
That's right. Marvel Comics. Johnny Blaze is a motorcycle rider who makes a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he has to hunt down souls for the devil.
Right. Right.
And unfortunately, he's not in control of the rider when the rider comes out of him.
He talks about it like it's another presence that he's not in control of.
Yeah, Johnny Blaze is possessed.
Okay,
I see. Okay,
he has to try to deal with that. It's trapped inside of him and comes out at sometimes inopportune moments.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Now, does it? Forgive my ignorance again, Mr. Cage, but does it hurt him when his head catches on fire all the time?
The transition can be painful. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to take your souls to hell.
What? Oh, dear God.
What's happening?
You will die in hell where you belong. Okay. I am the spirit of vengeance.
Why now? What?
I had a bad breakfast burrito.
I see.
Now, Kevin, what was
up on me, and I can't control
it. Nothing you can do about that. Yeah. Kevin, what was your problem? Do you have the guts to tell Nick Cage to his face?
Well, I mean, it wasn't the greatest dialogue. I mean, Nick, you did send Satan back to hell.
That's right, yeah.
And then what did you say What were the two words that you used after you threw Satan back to hell?
I take him with my Ghost Rider chain of hell.
Yeah.
And I send him up to the sky, and then I pull him back down through the crust of the earth back to the center of the earth where hell is.
And you say,
go home.
That's happened. The line?
That's the line.
I sent him home.
So. Right.
He goes home.
You're sending the devil back to hell. You can't come up with anything better than go home.
Is it home? That's where he lives.
Well, I know. Technically, it's correct.
That's what I'm saying. Factually.
Okay,
I think we got it right.
Factually, it is correct.
Factually, I think we covered it.
Okay, all right.
That's fine.
But let's not forget, I also pee like a flamethrower.
What happens when you pee the little kid ass, right? And an actual flamethrower comes.
My urine is like a stream of hellfire.
It's got to burn.
No, I got to get some penicillin or something, I think. I might have a touch of the clap.
How can you tell exactly?
Well, because I'm peeing fire.
I see.
It's very painful when I pee.
Sounds like
perhaps a urinary tract infection.
Right. Maybe you should see a doctor for that.
Some sort of STD.
Right.
Okay. But no more Ghost Riders, though, right?
Oh, we're working on the third one.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
Ghost Rider 3, Spirit of Vengeance, Spirit of Justice, Vengeance times Squared Hell.
I like it.
It's just a working title.
I'm there. Let me know when I'm there.
Are you peeing again?
I'm peeing again. Oh, it's the pee of hellfire. It's acetylene urine. It's nitro pee. Ow. Oh, I wish I could stop peeing. I shouldn't have had that big gulp. Oh, too much hell pee. Oh.
Hey. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
I said hey.
And it is.
I will not be denied. Hey.
All right. Okay. 753.
Ralph Garman has returned here on the Kevin and Bean Show for the Showbiz Beat. When you got in from your vacation, Ralph, you said you were completely cut off from the outside world.
Yes.
How long from the time you walked in your front door to the time you went to your DVR and started catching up on The Bachelors that you missed while you were gone?
Let's see. The wife had us watching it Sunday night.
There you go. Okay,
and then last night we got a fresh one.
Oh wow!
So you're all caught up. I don't want to bring it. I don't want to talk about it.
Don't kick
it. I can't even. I am so
no problem. Too sad. Too bad.
I am so heartbroken that KCB got sent home.
Oh, not KCB.
Not KCB.
KCB, the most adorable little, just sexy, cute, adorable little girl ever. And stupid Ben can't see through Courtney enough to keep KCB around and sends her home. And now we're left with Lindsay and Nikki and Courtney? Come on.
You don't have to tell us.
Come on, Ben.
Whatever it is you're talking about.
Oh.
Who gives a damn?
I was just heartsick for KCB.
I bet you were.
She's so adorable.
How can Ben not see what a C-word Courtney is?
That's exactly right. How does he not know?
And how does he not see that?
And she's starting to be it just in front of him.
Was I getting on a website?
Wow.
That's all I had at my disposal.
Flashback.
I haven't been thrilled in a while.
All right. Impressive. Let's talk move about along. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
However, did you see Castle last night?
Oh, taped it.
This last two-parter, amazing. Like a movie. Good. Just it was a two-part episode, just terrific stuff. Boy, that show's well-written and fun to watch. Before I get to Showbiz News, how about I give away some tickets? That's really why you listen to me. That's why you tune into the Showbiz Beat.
Yeah.
It's not for my little BS comedy jokes and news stories. No, it's to get free stuff. And I've got tickets for a musical even Kevin can love.
That's a tough category.
Green Day's American Idiot.
All right, I would like that.
Smash hit Broadway musical version of the popular Green Day album coming to Los Angeles at the Amundsen Theater. I've got a pair of tickets for you to see American Idiot Friday, March the 16th, and you'll have access to the after party with the cast. So this is like a big time musical deal.
Super cool.
Lisa is so jealous of you right now. When you win these tickets, she's going to be losing her mind. Here's the number to call, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First five callers who get through
You'll get a pair of passes to see Green Day's American Idiot at the Amundsen.
Put your cell phone away, Lisa. You can't win.
And access to the party afterwards. So, yeah, it's supposed to be great. I have not seen it yet, but my best friend lives in New York City, and he's a Broadway actor, actually. And he went to see the show early on in its run. He said it was phenomenal.
Great.
And it is. It's a musical that K-Rock listeners can love. So
Laika could win.
Check it out. No, Laika can't win. She is also ineligible due to her close personal relationship with
Damn
you.
Laika out as well.
That's right. It was Laika.
It was Laika.
Laika can't even remember her own secret identity.
Laika rhymes with Lisa Little more than Laika. So
we went. Not Laika would fool you.
We went Laika.
Now, Laika can win. Laika can't
right,
win.
Right.
It's like Clark. It's like Clark Kent saying, "Is that Superman up there? Is that Superman on that tall building?" Okay, enough. All right, this now you get what you deserve.
Who?
Rihanna.
Yes.
Recording with Chris Brown.
Oh come
yeah,
on!
Yeah, what about this?
Let's not go there. Why would she do that
on Rihanna's 24th birthday? Rather, Monday, she released a full length version of her song "Birthday Cake," featuring new verses from her abusive ex-boyfriend, Chris Brown.
That's bullshit.
They had a couple of sightings together while you were gone, including that birthday party, Ralph.
Yeah. And now he's on the remix with the lyrics, "Girl, I want to F you right now. Been a long time. I've been missing your body. Let me turn the lights down. When I go down, it's a private party." He wrote and sang on the song. Mm,
that's poetry.
It is. "Let me ball my fist up, girl," he adds.
Nope.
Wait a minute. This is something
this
else
got
I'm
wrong.
Reading.
Yeah,
this,
that's your handwriting, isn't
that
it?
That is my handwriting, yeah. Yes. No.
No, I agree.
She gets hit again, it's on her.
Yeah, but no.
Look, I know, we don't want it to happen.
Right.
But if it goes down, no sympathy from these quarters, my friend.
Well, she
that's
is
all
an
I'm
idiot.
Saying. She is an idiot. She's an American idiot. At the Amundsen, March the 16th.
So you did that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm back.
I'm
rested. I'm good to go. Britney Spears, talking about bad decisions. She's acting strange again, according to Star Magazine. She showed up at a spa for a manicure and massage, and witnesses said she was stumbling around, glassy-eyed, and seemed lethargic.
It's been a long time since we've heard any kind of story like this about Brit.
Well, Dad loosening up the reins, you know, because she's got this Jason Trawick fella that she's reportedly engaged to. And apparently, some say Dad's letting her live a bit of her own life again, which may be a mistake.
It's a bad plan.
The massage therapist reportedly asked her if she wanted to add 15 minutes to her massage, and Brittany replied, a la Kevin, "What does that mean?" And as she was leaving the spa, they say she stumbled, dropped a bunch of coins on the floor, and didn't bother to stop or pick them up or even acknowledge them. So. Apparently, Brittany's got some issues.
I'm hot.
And we're talking about girls with issues. Lindsay Lohan in the news. A lot of people saying, how did it happen that she got tapped to host Saturday Night Live on March the 3rd?
Ralph, how did it happen that she got tapped to host Saturday Night Live on March
the
3rd?
A lot of people are asking that.
I just heard that. That's weird.
It turns out Lorne Michaels has always considered himself sort of a father figure to her over the years.
How does he feel he's done?
Very poorly. They've been very close, and he's always been a big supporter of Lindsay. She gave him a call because she is desperate to remind the public that she's an actress and not a defendant. Hmm. And Lauren said, okay, we'll put you on the show.
As so a host. She's hosting?
She's got a fairy godfather in Lorne Michaels who put it all together and made it happen. So
look, SNL wants ratings like anybody, and I think there will be a curiosity factor for people who want to tune in and see how bad she is.
If only they can get Lana Del Rey to be the musical.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the perfect episode of Saturday Night Live. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Anthony Daniels, C-3PO in all the Star Wars movies, 66 years old today. He's too old to get into that suit again, I think.
Yeah.
That'll kill him.
Now, Ralph, he's, as opposed to the Darth Vader with the different guy in the suit and the voice and everything like that, Anthony Daniels, he's all C-3PO. It's his voice and he's in the suit, right? Both?
Yes. You know, the original plan was to have him be the guy in the suit and to find someone else to do the voice. But he was always saying the dialogue on the set as the character while they're going along. And the more he did, they're like, hey, wait a minute, this might work.
So this is working. He's perfect for that.
They chose him. Alan Rickman, 66 years old today. William Peterson is 59 years old. Kelsey Grammer celebrates his 57th birthday. Eric Wilson, bassist for Sublime, is 42 years old. Is he the bassist for Sublime with Rome as well?
I imagine.
Is he the one who? Is he the one who quit?
I don't know. Is it? Is he the end of?
Was he the one?
The drummer. No, the drummer quit.
Oh, yeah. It was Bud who quit. Yeah. So Eric is the lone member of Sublime now. From
still
the old
on
days.
Board. Yes.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, 33 years old today. Ellen Page of Juno. It's just one little tepid bell. At Inception, she's 25. Ashley Green of Twilight, also 25 years old. And Corbin Blue. Corbin Blue. That's a person's name.
Yeah.
He's from High School Musical and Jump In. He's 23 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The mic's on. Don't be banged. If you hit it, people can hear that. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Got a huge hour for you just ahead, including Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Highlights from this weekend's Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. And right now, before we get to some new Beer Mug interviews for President's Day, it's time for the weigh-in. Beer Mug has bet with certain members of the staff here that he is going to lose a bunch of weight. How much does he have to lose? 30 pounds?
30 pounds.
30 pounds by June 1st. So he's got 3.5 months. We weighed him last Tuesday when we kicked this off. How much did Beer Mug weigh 7 days ago?
226.8.
Okay. Hop on, Beer Mug. Let's see what you got.
Here goes.
Please be more.
1 week.
It's been pretty good.
Swing. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill myself.
What is it?
228.3.
So he's up about a pound and a half.
Are you, it's got to be muscle. Can we do it again?
It's got to be muscle.
Nope.
Are you wearing any... I mean, did you have headphones on and everything before?
No.
Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference, those 3 pounds.
2 pound headphones. Right.
All right, so you're more than you were.
Well, let
so
me do it one more time.
My money looks
hey,
safe.
He also had a coat on last week when he weighed himself.
He has one on now,
he's
too.
He's still got one.
I'm taking everything off.
It's all the same
hold,
stuff.
Hold on, Bean. I won't
all
be able to hear
the same
you.
Stuff. All right, drum all roll right. again, please, Bean.
All right.
He shaved since then, too, right?
He has, yeah.
That should help.
228.3.
Gained a pound and a half, and he's been dedicated. He has resisted the chocolate-covered strawberries and the brownies and everything else and all the crap Kevin brings in every morning to tempt him. He has avoided all of it.
It had to have been the weight. Cinnamon roll on Sunday.
It couldn't have been one thing, Mugs.
And it's muscle.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's muscle.
All right. 7 days from right now, we'll weigh again. Good job, Mugs.
We sent Mugs out on the street to ask questions of people about President's Day, and I'm not exactly sure where this came from.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
checking.
You know that Heavy D was not officially a U.S. president, right, Bugs?
I was just checking the levels there. Now, I heard the song playing.
Now, there's two things that I want you to listen for. I want you to listen for Let Me Ask You a Question, because that's our A, that's already a question, and B, he uses it every single time he says anything. And B, I want you to listen to...
Yeah, he's got to work on that.
He smacks his lips a lot. But this is his first question.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what today is?
Today is President's Day.
Absolutely. Max, let me ask you a question. If you were president, what would you do?
Let me ask you a question. What's today? And then he follows it up immediately with, let me ask you a question again.
Max wasn't enthralled.
No, he was not.
Do you know what today is? Just gargled his beer. Fantastic. And it being President's Day and all, what would you consider the most important quality of being president?
Girth.
Jason, you are the man.
That guy was actually funny.
Girth is a great answer to almost any question.
Who would have seen that coming?
If you got... Oh, sorry.
That's awesome.
If you guys ever want to meet some interesting characters.
Where'd you go?
In-N-Out on Sunset.
Oh, sure.
8 o'clock at night. Good. Right. Amazing.
Happy President's Day, which is not any president's birthday, but the celebration of all president's birthdays, even though we only see Abraham Lincoln and George Washington all the time. But there's also, like, others.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were to become president?
Wow. I would try to... I don't know, like, yay.
Yeah. it's not a brain trust down there.
No.
Saturday nights.
No. Final question. This is tough.
Okay, so final question, then he smacks his lips, and then he doesn't know what the final question is. He's just got too many. He's got to pick one.
Can you see I'm not prepared? I got it. Out of all the currency, the United States currency, which bill would you put your face on?
Well, I love that Ulysses S. Grant, but I would have to go on the $50 bill because people throw the hands up.
There it is.
I like
that
guy.
What does that mean, people throw the hands up?
I don't know if that's a song quote. Omar might know. Here's, I just laughed.
Here's what's beautiful about Beer Mug, though, is he did run into a guy named Horse Shite.
Yes.
That's his name?
That's his name.
Yeah. Okay.
And how did you know that was his name?
Well, it was only tattooed on his face, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Tattooed
really?
On his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Horse on one side and the other word on the other side. Yeah,
and he's apparently, we'll get to know Horse Shite in a little bit, he's a sort of a hobo, and he hops on trains across the country.
Right.
So he has also a railroad tracks tattooed under his lip, which are pretty much like four lines with the line going
Sweet.
Across.
Sweet.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
This is your guy.
Yeah. Beer Mug here with?
Horse.
Horse?
Yeah.
Oh, Horse
Yeah, Horse up.
Horse, you got that tattooed on the bottom of your, below your eyes.
Yeah, so what exactly is this interview about?
Let me ask you, Horse. Do you know what today is?
I don't know. Hey, babe, what's today?
He's got a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, her name is Mississippi, and they travel.
Horse yeah. ass has a woman?
This guy, I was outside, and I was talking to Max at the time, and I, you know, it was just normal. And he comes walking out like an angel sent from heaven. He's like, hey, I want to be interviewed.
Fantastic.
I was like, yes.
Well, what is
it? Today is President's Day.
Oh, yeah? All right.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know, man. Bill Clinton was dude. If they re-elect Bill Clinton, dude, then I'll be like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that'll happen soon. That is a good point. Now, Muggs, to his credit, continues with Horse S.
If
Absolutely.
You were elected president, President Horse
If I was elected president, man, this would be a whole lot better place, dude. I'll tell you that. Because, like, it'd be, you know, everything would be more chill, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's...
That'd be I'd elect President Horse.
What happened now?
What happened now? He totally trailed off.
What happened now?
He was special.
I forgot what I was talking about, man. I'm stoned.
And no, it's all right. It's all right, Horse.
I ain't going to have one of them airplanes. What is it called? The airplanes?
Air Force One?
Yeah, I'm going to have me some freight trains, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I ride freight.
Yes. Horse 2012. Over and out.
Over and out, dude. Is that what I was supposed to say?
Dude, you tell me you got his phone number. Does he have a phone? He probably didn't have a phone.
I have him and Mississippi's phone number.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I want his opinion on everything that's going on in the world.
What happened now?
We'll talk to actually our friend Dax Holt from TMZ.com in the TMZ newsroom in minutes. First, though, give me a little of that music, would you please? It's back. Celebrity Apprentice. You know, they usually do Celebrity Apprentice, then they do a regular apprentice, and then a Celebrity Apprentice, but they didn't do the regular apprentice this time. They went right back into more celebrities. What's up with that?
Let's ask Donald Trump. Hey, Donald.
Donald Trump on the phone.
Hello. How are you, Kevin and Bean?
We are very good. How
Pleasure
are you?
Pleasure to speak with you. And we haven't done a regular apprentice in years. But thanks so much for keeping up on the show and knowing a lot about it. It's always nice to talk to someone, be interviewed by someone who's informed.
It does seem to me that you used to alternate, and now I just, yes. It occurred to me I haven't
Back
seen
the late
regular.
90s, yes, we did that. But it's been just Celebrity Apprentices for about 3 or 4 years now.
All right, but this is the biggest and the best Celebrity
this
Apprentice
is
show
the biggest
ever, right?
And greatest Celebrity Apprentice we've ever done. The biggest stars ever have joined up to compete for charity and, of course, to be with me because I am one of the great business minds of my generation.
Easy. Right.
But the biggest stars, we've got... That girl who someone took those pictures of, remember her?
Which one was that?
Kanye Vanavis-Kolova.
Yeah, I didn't recognize some of the people on the show.
We've got
either.
A guy who talks on the internet, which is amazing. Who does that? He's a groundbreaker.
That's Adam Carolla.
We've got the big guy, and then an even bigger guy who does.
Paul Tuttle's Lou Ferrigno, right?
Yes.
Right.
And a one who rides a motorcycle. It's an amazing group. Of A-list celebrities.
I don't think they're A-list, but it is a pretty good group, I think.
Yes, and that one woman on that show.
You do have her as well.
Yes.
All right, let me play a couple of highlights from Sunday night's debut of Celebrity Apprentice. It's funny, you bring up the cast. Arsenio Hall, I was a little bit surprised when you introduced Arsenio Hall when you first meet the contestants there at Lincoln Center, and you had this to say about the talk show host.
Arsenio, I loved your show. I watched that show every night. What have you been doing lately?
Now, did you really watch that show every night 20
no,
years
you
ago,
didn't.
Donald?
Oh, 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 oh. I was an original member of the Dog Pound.
You weren't.
I did.
I find that very difficult to believe. I must be
when
honest.
When I first saw Arsenio on the show, I went, ooh, Arsenio Hall. The people love him.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that reaction anyway.
That's how I introduced him.
Our friend Adam Carolla is going to be hilarious however long he stays on Celebrity Apprentice. He came right out of the gate. Here's his first words on the season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Adam, I'm playing for a charity called White Kids Without iPads, which is... Well, that's the thing. People laugh, but they don't realize the pain.
What do you think of him yucking it up on your show there, Donald?
I think it's a great idea because the whites are really, really going through a hard time right now, and I'm glad he's finally raising some money for the whites.
No, he was joking. That was just a joke he was making about the iPads. He's actually playing for Catholic Big Brother charities, but I just thought it was funny that he said that on your show.
Do we want to put Catholics and small children together alone?
Oh, wow. Really? Okay,
after
Donald.
All the priest things.
But Donald.
Haven't we learned? What's it going to take? How many more celebrities have to die of prescription drugs?
What are you talking about?
You're not making any sense at all, Donald.
All right. I don't know whether any love connections have ever come out of The Apprentice show. Do you know if a couple has ever gotten together as a result of your show, Donald? Has that happened?
Yes, I believe it was Andre Agassi.
Okay. All right.
Hooked up with Bela Lugosi.
good reach.
Lugosi's daughter.
I don't think she was a contestant. Yes. But there's definitely a love connection between Star Trek's Mr. Sulu, the great actor George Takei, and Lou Ferrigno, who, of course, was the Incredible Hulk back in the 70s. Listen to the way George is lusting all over Lou. Especially with that music.
Slow jam. I don't know how old Lou is now, but what a treat. It was impressive. If I were that shape, I would be taking my shirt off all the time.
What's happening there, Donald?
Unfortunately, now George takes his pants off all the time. And it's very disconcerting for the crew as well as the other cast members.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Here's you in the boardroom later on in the episode, also remarking on Lou Ferrigno's incredible shape, because the guy's got to be, what, close to 60 years old. Here's what you had to say about that.
Paul wanted me to wear a T-shirt sleeveless. And as a team member,
are you still in great shape? I mean, you were Mr. Universe, right?
I'm still in great shape.
And I own Miss Universe, which I'd much prefer over Mr. You can have Mr. Universe.
Well,
I have no interest in Mr. Universe. I never did. Well, but see that, George? It was just not my thing. But
I've seen him with his shirt off.
No. He's in great shape.
So
what's happening here?
Got steamy in the boardroom, I guess, this time.
Yes, I had to bring in Marley Matlin to translate for me. I couldn't really understand his answers. But apparently he is in great shape, and I'd like to get Mr. Universe and Miss Universe together and start breeding little universes.
Well, I don't think that's how it would work. I mean, I don't think they'd
or
have
planets,
a universe.
Or whatever they have, whatever comes out of them. Planets or stars, solar systems. I don't care, but I want to own it.
Okay. All right.
Here's someone else I was not familiar with of the huge stars on this year's Celebrity Apprentice, and her name is Diana, I think, Sayonara. She's Miss Universe. So this is a way for you to kind of promote your Miss Universe pageant by having her on.
Did you think her last name was Sayonara?
Whatever
really?
It was. I don't have it in front of me. What is her last name? I don't
you
know.
You think her last name is Goodbye in Japanese.
I don't know
what
her last name is. It was something like that.
They
I just saw
I'm
it on
confused.
The screen. What is her last name, Donald?
I think it's Dianara.
Whatever it is, Dianara. So here you are basically ridiculing her for her choice of men. And I was a little bit surprised to hear this, Donald.
Diana, boyfriends, lots of boyfriends. They're lined up around the corner.
One boyfriend, his friends, my friends, lots of people.
Is your boyfriend rich or not?
No, he's not rich.
He's got no
he's
chance
rich,
with
he's
you.
He's rich in his heart.
Okay, he's got no chance with you, believe me. I guarantee you.
No, but I have a one specific
Does he have an
dinner.
Airplane? No. He's finished.
Listen, let's get real. I speak from experience. Super hot model types like rich dudes. That's how it works.
Does he have an airplane, though?
You
Come
don't
on,
have
Don.
A plane. You don't get any... I can't think of a rhyme for plane.
Right.
Right. So you're nobody, though. If you're not rich enough to have your own plane, then you're never going to get a hot chick.
That is correct, and that's how it should be, because let's face it, we rich guys... It's all we got, so get away from it. Back off.
Okay.
All right.
Aubra O'Day is a contestant this season. You familiar with her from the pop group Danity Kane, Donald?
Yes, she was a popular Irish songstress from the 1950s.
No, she looks like she's about 25. But anyway, here she is talking about the years that she was on MTV and how this instilled the work ethic into her.
Working for Diddy for 6 years trained me to have to be perfect.
Working for Diddy?
Absolutely.
I love Diddy. You know he's a good friend of mine. He's a good guy.
He expects...
Is he a good guy?
I don't want to answer that question.
Oh, wow. I think he's a good guy. I'm going to stick up for him.
Now, what is it you know about Diddy personally,
Donald? He's a good guy. I know that.
You don't know anything
Is he a good guy?
No.
Oh.
You don't really know at all.
He was a great musician. Is he? Is he a good musician?
No, not really, no.
Oh.
No.
Well, he is an excellent Scrabble player.
You might need a research staff.
Is he? Does he play Scrabble?
We don't, probably not.
I don't really know Diddy at all.
Okay. It didn't sound like it. It is funny, though, that no matter what the topic is, you always have a very strong opinion on it that sounds like you're making it up off the top of your head. Here
all
you are talking.
Go ahead. Yes, you.
Here you are talking about, you're talking to Paul from the Chopper Show, the American Chopper Show. You're talking about who the biggest stars are in the room when they're trying to attract a crowd.
Who is your biggest star, Paul, when you are out on the street? Like with Trump, they go totally crazy, right? Crazy. The biggest star in the room by far.
What's going on, Donald? You're already the host of the show.
Yes,
what are you doing?
And the biggest star.
But what's the point of all of
would
that?
Would you like
though?
Me to lie? Would you like me to say I'm not a huge star? People don't go crazy when they see me. I'm not in the business of telling lies. I tell the truth. People go crazy for Trump.
But why do you feel like you need to always rub everybody's face in at how great you are and how
they're
not?
I'm in a room full of C-list people, and I'm doing a TV show because I have to.
Wow.
And I don't really like it. It makes me cranky. And I'm talking to Paul Sayonara, who makes motorcycles, and a guy who talks on the internet,
right?
And a girl nobody knows whose boyfriend doesn't have a plane.
Right.
I just don't like these people.
You don't like them at all?
No.
Wow.
All right, one final clip, and up till this point, I've managed to avoid giving any kind of spoilers, but this is going to spoil the end of the show if you haven't seen it yet. Here's who you had to fire, the great model, Cheryl Teagues.
Everyone on your team felt that you didn't step up. You yourself admitted that you held back money. The fact is, Cheryl, you are an amazing success story. You're an amazing woman. But for purposes of what we have to do here, Cheryl, you're fired.
Wish you could have taken longer to say all that.
She's an amazing success story.
Right.
An amazing businesswoman who everyone thinks is horrible and did not produce anything on any level. That's how you get to the top, people. Just
right, exactly.
Don't be good, and you will be an amazing success. Is she an amazing success?
Not really.
I don't even know Cheryl
Teagues. Okay. All right. Thank you. Give me some Dax Holt from TMZ.com, would you? Bring him on the
I would like to, except for Dave's talking to him, and he hasn't put him on hold yet, so.
Oh, so how was your weekend?
Did you have fun? What did you do?
Got to talk to Dax about this Kim Kardashian bikini photo. And by the way, Megan Fox bikini photos, too, that you may have missed, buried a little bit deeper in the weekend pages of TMZ.com. Hey, Dax, how are you, man?
Good. How about you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
The Kim Kardashian bikini photo from Miami. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, right?
That ass is awesome.
Nice work on that.
I saw the picture. I'm like, yes, post.
Yeah, immediately.
Is there any way we have a thing at krock.com where you can set it up so that a post, like, you know, Coachella announcement or something like that, stays at the top of the page? Can you keep the Kim Kardashian bikini photo at the top of the page for the rest
of
the year?
I mean, technically, we could do that.
Because
whatever's
up at the top right now is not worth it.
Exactly.
Comparatively.
It needs to stay. Right. All right, let's talk about a couple of things. We might as well start with the big event over the weekend, of course, was the, what do they call it, the going home service? Is that what it was for Whitney?
Home going.
Home
going. I don't
going.
Know why they called it home going, but they did. And obviously, Whitney's funeral. But,
and there was a little bit of a controversy, and I've heard differing reports of what really happened with Bobby Brown showing up, staying for a little while, and then leaving. But I figured you guys have spies on the ground. You could tell us what really happened.
I think Whitney's family is being jerks to him. I really honestly think that's what it comes down to. I mean, they didn't want him there. They kind of actually invited him almost out of obligation. You know, he was sitting there begging to see his daughter, begging to be by her side during her mom's funeral, and they were just saying, no, no, no. Well, he shows up. They are saying that he showed up with a 9-person entourage and that they only gave him 3 tickets. On the other side, he's saying, no, look, I got there. I sat in my seat. Then they told me, nope, we don't want to have you move over to a different seat. And then I got comfortable there. Then they got him up, moved him to a different seat.
Was it further and further away every time?
Yeah. So finally he's like, you know what? Screw this. You guys are making me look like an idiot in here. I'm done. I'm going to pay my respects. He went up, kissed Whitney's casket, and left. And I think he did the bigger move because instead of having a fight at a funeral, he just left. He goes, I don't want to be a part of this. This is supposed to be peaceful. He doesn't want to bring lawyers into any of this. He just goes, I just want to see my daughter. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and what is wrong with that? I mean, is it that the family is holding it against Bobby because they believe he's the reason Whitney went downhill and got into the problems with serious drugs in the first
place?
Is that what it is?
But the thing is, Whitney had even said that she was into a lot of that stuff before Bobby Brown.
Right, right.
She clearly didn't have any issues with him because they were seen out like a week before she died celebrating Bobby Christina's birthday.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, if I'm the family, I'm thinking at this point, Whitney's gone. There's nothing I can do about that, no matter how much it hurts. But really, there's an 11-year-old girl who needs as much support as possible. And if she's
18 now.
Yeah, I thought she was older.
However old she is, yeah. So there's a kid. She looks younger, but there's a kid who needs support. And the dad is a good person to maybe have around her to support her if he was willing
Bobby
to do
it. Bobby Brown, Dean. But hold on, it's Bobby Brown.
Well, I understand that, but it's her father.
Yeah. Right.
And he seems to be taking it seriously.
I was going to say, as weird or as crazy as he is, it's still the father. So,
right, exactly.
And if she wants to be around him, the family shouldn't be blocking him or her from seeing each other.
All right, moving on. And I know you're personally have some skin in this game. Rihanna and Chris Brown. First of all, before we talk about the songs and the remixes that are out and what that means, I mean, are they together? Are they seeing each other again? Are they just friendly? Are they dating? What's happening?
They're definitely friendly. He showed up to her birthday last week. And the interesting thing, he shows up to her birthday, and his guys walk into the birthday party, hand out confidentiality contracts for everyone to sign so that information wouldn't be out there. But not everyone signed it, so obviously it ended up on TMZ. So they're definitely hanging out. They're friendly. You know, apparently she's forgiven him for everything that happened in the past. And today they go and, or last night, go and release two tracks with both of them singing on it.
So it's a couple of songs where they duet.
Yeah, one of it is Birthday Cake. The other one is Turn Up the Music, which he had released, and she kind of did some vocals on it.
Right.
But I just kind of find it gross. I'm sorry. Like, I'm all for him revamping his career, whatever he needs to do, her going her separate way. Fine. People can rehab their lives. But then kind of doing a song together is a big F you to the world, I think.
It is, and it's also stupid, because if it ends up back in the same place, then people are going to go, why would you have put yourself in that situation?
I think they're kind of putting music out there, too. This is testing the water, and so in 2 months, if they get back together, everyone's like, oh, we kind of saw it coming.
Right. Yeah, maybe so.
I think that they have been communicating ever since that day happened. They just didn't want to make it public because it's a PR nightmare.
Right, exactly. And I'll tell you this. I don't think I'm quite as hardcore as some in believing that a guy can never be rehabilitated. I think Rihanna is stupid for taking a chance that he might not be rehabilitated. But I will tell you that as much as I was willing to give him another chance 3 years on, that whole thing with his tweets last week about how I just won a Grammy and F off and all that kind of stuff when he was addressing his quote-unquote haters, that to me showed a guy who really wasn't humble and really wasn't sorry and really just was about him.
Well, he has a lot of, like, angry outbursts a lot of the time. Remember when he, like, threw the chair through the window in New York at the Today Show or something like that?
Yep.
It's just you see little outbursts and you go, what are you doing, Rihanna? What are you doing? And I got to think, what do these women out there that are in abusive relationships now think of this? Oh, it's okay to just move on and do music together and make money together just because, you have no repercussions.
Dax, what do you think the reaction is going to be from clubs and radio to play a song that has Rihanna and Chris on it? You think people will be interested in hearing that?
The weird thing is when I put this up on Twitter, how upset I was, some people right back there are like, get over it. You know, he's moved on. Other people are like, nope, I'm in your boat. Yeah. I don't want to hear music from them. So I think you're going to get the mixed reactions. You know, a lot of people pulled his music when the whole beatdown happened. Uh-huh. But then there's going to be people out there go, it's a good song, and we'd like to play it anyway.
Yeah, well, it's going to continue to unfold, of course, at TMZ.com. Please go there immediately and check out the Megan Fox and the Kim Kardashian bikini photos, and obviously whatever's new with Bobby Christina, and check out the Charlie Sheen story, too. I think you guys will like that. You're doing great work over there, TMZ.com, the entertainment website of record. Check your local listings for TMZ television as well. Thanks, Dax.
Bye, guys.
And now, a moment with Bean.
But is it too long to be listening at 5 o'clock this afternoon, be caller 106.7, and win a pair of three-day passes? Is it too long from now for that to happen?
I don't understand the question, but I don't think so.
That was A Moment with Bean.
The answer is yes, it is too long from now for that to happen.
We did the research.
52 days from Coachella. You can win your tickets this afternoon at 5 here on the world-famous K-Rock. Go to K-Rock.com for details. Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. Welcome back from vacation, Ralph.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Congratulations to our buddy Will Ferrell. Over the weekend, he was King Bacchus in the annual New Orleans Mardi Gras parade. King Bacchus, quite the honor.
Yeah.
You get to wear the red robe and the gold crown and throw beads to chicks in the crowd or showing your cans. It's a tough gig.
It is tough.
But Will apparently was able to pull it off. Previously, people who played the role of King Bacchus in the parade, such legends as Bob Hope, Kirk Douglas, and Charlton Heston.
Wow.
Ah. Show me your cans, ladies. It's time for some beads. Take your stinking shirts off, you damn dirty boobs. I would love to see Chuck Heston throwing beads out the girls flashing their cans to him. It's not the way Moses would have done it. Kirk Douglas would be good, too, as King Bacchus.
Sure.
Is this your hell?
The pre
the
stroke.
Son's a proud of the old man tonight, he said famously. Oh, it's just it's a special day for Bean. It's a special day in Bean's pants.
Tell me.
This afternoon on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Zac Efron and Taylor Swift.
Together?
Together.
Promoting the Lorax? I can't wait.
Promoting the Lorax.
A movie you won't see.
But they sing a duet on the Ellen DeGeneres Show today. Apparently they both pull out their guitars and they do a little ditty.
Wow. Diddy is going to be there too?
No. However, Taylor wants to set the record straight.
Yes.
And say they are not a couple. There have been rumors that the two are together. We are not a couple. He's awesome. We are not a couple, though.
Who gives it damn?
So, Bean, apparently they're both still up for grabs, and you still have your shot, man.
I can't pick between the two of them. It's too close. It's too close.
I can't.
Ah! Mr. Efron, did you get my letters?
And while we're talking about rumors, what's with all these rumors?
First show back?
I got a lot stored up, man. A whole week's worth of vacation were the bad puns that I haven't been able to get out. Judi Dench. M from the James Bond movie series.
Yes.
Wants to set the record straight and tell everyone she is not going blind, as was widely reported over the weekend.
That's all anybody was talking about this weekend.
I know. How sad it was that Judy can't watch Whitney Houston's funeral. Everybody was talking about that. Now, she does have macular degeneration, which is a very serious eye disease that does cause loss of sight. However, she says her condition, although serious, has been overblown. She has undergone treatment that has arrested the progress of the disease. So, although she cannot read her own scripts currently, her eyesight is still somewhat functional. But she does have to have a reader now for all her roles. She can't read her scripts. She can't read print any longer. So someone has to read her lines and read her the scripts that she's working on. That's how she memorizes her lines now.
Kevin can't read print anymore either, by the way.
That's true, but it has nothing to do with macular degeneration.
Never learned to read.
So she says don't feel too bad for her. There are thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people who all over the world who have to contend with this condition. It's something I've learned to cope with and adapt to, and it will not lead to blindness. So apparently they have treatments now that are able to keep full-blown blindness from setting in. But
did you guys know Ryan Seacrest tried to high-five a blind guy?
Yeah, it's true. I remember that episode. It was my favorite American Idol ever.
It was the best moment ever.
Up here, buddy! I can't see where up here is. I believe it was the response of the young man.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Anthony Daniels, C-3PO in the Star Wars films, is 66 years old today. Kevin, did you go to see the 3D Star Wars
this weekend? I did
not
have time for that. No, I did go to see, Nicolas Cage's head on fire, though.
Yes,
I did see that.
Yes, you did. See it in 3D? See his head in 3D?
Of course.
Yeah.
You don't see it in 2D when you can see it in 3D.
I saw it in 2D.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I knew I didn't really need 3D.
It wasn't very good 3D.
It was going to be fine in 2D.
Yeah.
I'm not a big 2D guy. I'm not a 3D guy. I'm not a big 3D guy.
I like the 3D.
If it has to be done, you know, if you see Avatar or something like that, I'll go and see it. But I'm not a big fan, ordinarily.
I think it's distracting. I think it takes away from the movie.
And I don't really like sunglasses inside, and it's very, very disturbing.
The sunglasses do cut the blood off to my head because my head's large.
But it's one size fits all, right? Yeah. When it comes to the comes to the 3D glasses guy.
No, it's not.
What fit size they is?
No, it's not.
Can we pull that up real quick? Do you have that
don't one? Have time. Just get to the birthdays.
Kevin talks about how not all size movie theater all side now going point side round head con song.
Come on.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
By the way, just for the movie theaters, all size, all do not, there's no all that, there's not one size that fits all.
That
was a moment with Kevin.
Listen to Leica over there.
It wasn't well said, but it was true.
Alan Rickman, 66 years old. William Peterson from CSI is 59. Kelsey Grammer, famously Frasier, of course, 57. Eric Wilson, bassist for Sublime, turns 42. Jennifer Love Hewitt's 33, Ellen Page is 25, Ashley Green from Twilight is 25, and Corbin Blue, talking about his buddy Zac Efron, they both were in High School Musical together, 23 years old today. I'm Ralph.
Let's talk about one of my favorite TV shows, shall we?
Here's the extent of what I know about Swamp People. I've never seen it, is thing one. Thing two about people, it's on the History Channel, it airs Thursday nights. It's about people who, for some reason, hunt alligators. What's that deal?
Well, that's only part of what Swamp People do. Swamp People are like, picture Skrillex minus 100 points of IQ.
Oh, boy.
And no teeth. And they're out in the swamps of Louisiana, which is a terrible place to live. And they live in shacks, and they love it. They really believe that they've got the life everybody wants.
Is it terrible because there's just no, I mean, literally you're living in a swamp with no services.
Correct.
And you got to go miles and miles and miles to get to any kind of civilization. That's
yes.
the deal. They're kind of out there on their own. So what are they catching alligators for? They sell them for some reason?
Yeah, that's how they make money.
Oh.
There's too many alligators. They said there could be millions, so they have a hunting season, which is only 30 days long, and they can make a year's worth of salary in 30 days by hunting alligators and selling them.
Nice. Yeah.
So I introduce to you Swamp People.
In the farthest corner of America lies the nation's largest swamp.
You hear noises at night out here that you don't know what they are.
Now, this guy is the first guy that they have to subtitle every single person that talks because you can't understand what they're saying. So they mm-hmm. subtitle it. So he's saying you hear noises you don't want to know what it is.
You hear noises at night out here that you don't know what they are and you don't want to know what they are.
A hidden world where nature rules. And man fights back. Welcome to the swamp. There's a gator gold rush on the bayou.
Woo! Now, I'm confused by that. By the way, banjos. Is there any show that deserves banjos more than this one?
Nope.
You know, I don't know banjo policy, but this fits perfectly. There's a gator gold rush. Is it gold or is it gator? Which is it? There's no gold.
I think they're saying gold rush, meaning lots of people are going down there to try to make a lot of money in a short period of time, like they did with the gold rush.
Here's Troy Landry, who is the king of the swamp. It's his nickname. He's the king of the swamp. Right. And it's the first day of gator hunting season, and he could not be happier.
The sun rises on the first day of alligator season. It's the day King of the Swamp Troy Landry has been waiting a whole year for.
Boy, look how pretty. Oh, it makes me feel like singing. Sun's coming up. I got cakes on the griddle. Thank God I'm a swamp man.
Thank God I'm a swamp man.
Their enthusiasm is fabulous.
They're super happy. It does make it hard to understand them because of A, the accent, and B, the lack of teeth.
Yeah, you can hear that.
But that guy loves hunting alligators. Now, I don't know if you've ever really thought about hunting alligators, but they are so strong and so big. It's not like fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, they bring guns and giant hooks and napalm. I mean, it really is tough to take out an alligator. Here's a guy who's going to tell you how long he's been hunting.
I've been fishing alligators for 33 years. Gator season comes around, I turn into an alligator. I think like an alligator. I smell like an alligator.
I don't know how you think like an alligator, and I know you don't want to smell like an alligator, but he does. Now, this guy is, we're back to Troy, the king, and he's hunting the alligators. They put down a giant hook with a full chicken on it.
This sounds horrible.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't like it. And then they go away and they come back, and with the lines moving, they know they got one, and then they have to fight it and gets up near the top of the water, and then they all get out their guns and start shooting. It's pandemonium.
In Houma,
though they're working for a quick.
I have a question for you. What is the name of the town? Because
it sounds like Holman is what it sounds like.
In Homa.
Could be. I thought he said
Homo. Doesn't sound like Homan.
I thought he said in Homo, but I'm sure that's not it.
Though they're working for a quick shot, this gator's got other plans. He dives deep, luring RJ to the edge of the boat.
RJ's looking over the edge of the boat to see how far, where is it going?
As RJ tries to spot the beast below the surface...
He's not coming up at all.
Wrong.
The gator goes on the attack.
Gator! Hurry up! Okay, now the guy's holding onto the rope, and the gator is above the water and flapping his tail all over the place, and the boat's shaking back and forth, and he's yelling at his friend to shoot him, because he's about to die. How fun does this sound?
Right here, come in!
A monster this big must be the Godfather.
Doing it! One big boy!
Couldn't be having more fun. Just super excited to be there, having a great time hunting alligators.
Huge adrenaline thrill, though, right?
I would imagine. Yeah, the first time.
Son of a bitch.
The shot stops the gator just in time. RJ's face came within inches of the gator's jaw.
So the gator came straight up out of the water and almost ate RJ.
Dude.
That's a little risky for me.
Yeah.
When I come to work, I don't want my head to be in the jaws of an alligator.
Are you saying that season's only 30 days?
Yeah.
That's it?
Alligator season, yeah.
But for 30 days, every day, you could die.
Yes.
And then you live like a king for 11 months doing nothing.
Nah, do it like a king.
Still living in a swamp,
it is.
Right?
It's the king of the swamp. So really, they live on like 2 cents a day.
And with over 2,000 pounds of force, one bite can be fatal.
All right, so the guy brings him up. He shoots him. He's dead. They're all happy. They're celebrating.
I love you.
But on the bayou, things aren't always as they seem.
He's moving. Look, he ain't dead. Huh? He came back to life.
You can't hear that, but he says he came back to life. The giant alligator that they killed now comes back to life, in quotes, and starts fighting them again.
Shoot him again!
Boats moving all over the place, and it's fight number two with the same alligator.
Oh my God!
Look at a giant rifle! Shot the gator in the head. The gator's like, "Oh hell no! This is my swamp. I'm fighting you for this." So that's them. That's their job. That's what they do, and they get 20 to 30 gators. A day.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Yes.
A day? How do you even...
I don't know.
How do you even have that much time to get that many in a day? That's incredible.
Where do you put them? Aren't they just on fairly small boats?
Yeah, really small boats.
You just drag them back to shore and somebody takes them from there. That's incredible. Wow.
I don't think I can pick them up. Dude, this is a monster. I don't think we're going to be able to load this thing.
No. Not quite sure what that clip was. I don't know what they're saying. I think it's too big to load, I think is what they're saying, but I'm not exactly sure.
Wow, what a way to kick off the season. We caught a big, big monster, nasty-looking alligator the first day out the gate, and I think we're in for a good season. You know, we're starting out good for sure.
That's them. That's the swamp people. They're my people.
Oh, my God.
So they go out. They do it from sun up to sundown. They hunt gators day long.
You got to go out there and make that your new job, dude.
Sun's coming up. I got cakes on the griddle. Thank God I'm a swamp man.
That guy is the king. That's what I know. You think I should go? That'd be fun.
I think you should.
We should all go hunt some gators.
Well, maybe just you.
Oh, that's a fun remote.
Really? Just me? That sucks. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:42.
I myself am a drummer,
mm-hmm.
So and I've been
right.
I've been lucky to have been exposed to a bunch of different types of music. My dad grew up listening to jazz,
mm-hmm.
and he loves all sorts of stuff. I'm not closed minded, but that aside,
mm-hmm.
let me see what else we could talk about here.
Yeah, that's
what
that aside.
Going on every single day while you're on vacation is Beer Mug interviews from the Grammys.
It's great that Beer Mug got a chance to interview Beer Mug at the Grammys.
He did.
Yeah. He got a chance to find a little bit about the background of Beer Mug and his musical influences. And
tell myself about my dad.
Well, I'm a drummer.
And I'm lucky to have been exposed to all kinds of music. My father, of course, was raised on jazz.
He told everybody who sat down about his musical history.
God, because that's the career we want to know about.
And the fact that he's a drummer. He really mentioned enough.
Was he looking for a gig? I don't know. What was going on there?
It seemed like it. He did mention it to everyone that sat down. You know I'm a drummer.
Ralph is back from vacation. It is time for the Showbiz Beat, the way the Showbiz Beat is supposed to be done here on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Sounds like I picked a good week to skip.
Oh, no. That was gold.
Did he really ask Lou Ferrigno?
Yes.
How's your life been up until today?
How has your life been up until now?
Yes, he did.
That is a long question. I have a lot to talk about. First, when I was young, I partially lost my hearing. That was not a good day.
At the Grammy Roundtable with none other than Mr. Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk himself. How you doing, Lou?
Good. Good afternoon.
How has life been for you up to today?
Wow, that's a lot to cover.
All right, beer mugs to now, because I have a long story to tell you.
Fantastic. What kind of answer were you expecting, beer mug? A year by year, month by month? What did you want from Mr. Ferrigno?
I don't know. I don't even know what came out of my mouth.
When I was around 12, I started lifting very heavy weight. And I found that the exercise would make my muscle grow larger.
He started answering like that, and then Muggs started talking about himself some more. So.
Really? I'm a drummer.
That's great. I'm not into music that much myself.
Did I mention I drum?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I am not a big fan of music.
My dad, he liked jazz.
Oh, that's great.
Great to hear that. So I'm pretty open-minded.
Anyway, where was I?
I'm a drummer.
14.
I'm a drummer.
What? You a drummer?
I'm a drummer.
Oh.
How has life been for you up to today?
I want them to have a sitcom. I want Beer Muck and the Hulk to live together and have a wacky neighbor, and I would tune
Beer
in
Mug
every
and the
week.
Hulk. Yeah. Throw it
in. I used to listen to them down in San Diego when I was younger.
Throw in Beer Mug and the Hulk, though, too, because he had some real rapport.
They can
with
be
them.
The wacky neighbors. Cool and Donald can live next door and come over and borrow some sugar. And every time they could, Beer Mug quotes a song that they had nothing to do with. And
now, what songs do you do?
Cool and the gang, get out of here. You're over here all the time. That'd be like one of the lines from the sitcom.
I'm a drummer.
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight?
Nope. Not ours. But thank you. All right, let's get to the business of show, shall we? Before I get to the stories, however, I do have some tickets to give away to a movie which looks like an enormous amount of fun. Project X is the name of the film.
Kevin and Bean's Project X.
I'm sorry,
please.
What happened?
Kevin and Bean's Project X.
You're not involved in this somehow, are you?
Dude, we're in it. Are you kidding me?
There's a
and when you say in it.
There's a small possibility our voices will be heard. I don't know that they haven't cut them out. I would count on that.
What?
Bean calls
in
it.
Your history.
I know.
Could make them possibly think that was a good idea.
I don't know.
Was it the No Rain chunk, the Blind Melon chunk from the OC? Was that the thing that
really know what
we heard from? It's Todd Phillips, right? The
yes,
director,
yes.
Right? We heard from him, and he said, "Here's the premise. It's the party to end all parties, and you're the guys on the radio the next day describing the carnage and the police presence and all that kind of stuff. So we've laid down a bunch of stuff. We'll see what ends up in the movie, but I prefer to think of it as Kevin and Bean's Project X.
I've seen Kimmel. I've seen Kimmel in the trailer. No, he's
not. Yeah. I wouldn't take for granted that we're in it.
Well, look, Kimmel may be able to cancel you guys out. It may be a saving grace.
I know us, and we are not actors.
Well, if you'd like to go to the red carpet world premiere of Project X, as these guys mentioned, it's about three seemingly innocuous high school seniors who attempt to make a name for themselves by throwing the party to end all parties. And it looks like they succeed from the carnage and the wreckage that is left behind. If you'd like to go to the red carpet world premiere, maybe see Kevin and Bean. Or hear Kevin and Bean.
Maybe not.
Or maybe not. It's happening at Grauman's Chinese Theater on February the 29th. Project X is in theaters Friday, March the 2nd, but if you'd like to go to the red carpet world premiere, which are always fun, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Call now, and we'll give you all the details. First five callers you get through, we'll get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet world premiere of Project X. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't there another movie called Project X back in the day? Matthew Broderick, for some reason, is springing to my mind. About a monkey, about a super intelligent monkey
that.
Or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a Project X?
Yes, I think you are correct.
I shouldn't ask these open-ended questions on the air, because I know I will get
Ralph
emails.
Ralph at krock.com.
I believe that's correct, if I'm not mistaken.
He'll want to know for about a full week, so.
I really don't. I lost interest in my question the minute it left my lips, so don't feel compelled.
That's absolutely right. 1987 movie with Matthew Broderick and chimpanzees.
How do you like me now? See what a little rest does? A little time on the beach in the Caribbean. I come back sharper than ever.
Doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't. Chris Tucker. He's in trouble. I get the sense we're going to be seeing a lot more Chris Tucker movies in the future.
Is that right?
He finally ran out of his Rush Hour money?
Yes. And Uncle Sam would like to have a word with him as well regarding some back taxes he may owe. From 2001, 2002, 2004.
Whoa.
2006.
Whoa.
The great state of Georgia has also gotten in on the act, and they would like to speak to him for 2007. So he owes Georgia $500,000. Well, actually, let's call it $600,000.
Okay.
And the U.S. government estimates he owes about $11.5 million in back taxes.
Wow.
So I think Chris is going to be working for the man for the next couple of years. So we're going to see a lot more here in the movies.
He's going to be like Nick Cage, and we're going to see him in 20 movies a year when he gets that IRS bill, right?
Don't you pick on my Nick.
I'm just saying, that's his approach, is just take all movies to pay back the IRS.
Great in Ghost Rider.
Yes, he was.
Look, whatever you say about Ghost Rider, I was watching the screen. I said, Nicolas Cage has not aged in about 25 years. He looks the same now as he did in The Rock, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how he does it. There's something. They got some serum that only movie stars get to take.
Deal with the devil, dude. That's, in the, well,
that's
in
what
the
it
script,
was.
For God's sakes.
Yeah, but he sent the devil home. Yeah. I don't know that much.
Go home.
Go home, he said. Another day, another couple stupid reality shows we have to look forward to. Although this one's kind of exciting for me. You know, right on the heels of Storage Wars.
Yes.
And Luggage Wars.
I haven't seen Luggage Wars.
And Shipping Wars.
Right.
We've got Thrift Wars.
Yep.
Thrift Wars.
Yep.
People who go to thrift stores and flea markets in search of bargains.
Yep.
The people compete to see who can make the most money on the show with their purchases. Going to thrift stores and buying stuff.
Yeah.
How do you make money on your purchases?
Thrift Wars. Because you buy a vase at a thrift shop for $5. You take it to an appraiser. Turns out, oh, hi, it's Lalique. How do you like me now?
I see. Whatever that is. Right.
No.
So you resell. Got it.
Yeah. Whatever the value is of the item you get for the cheaps.
Yep.
How about teen weddings?
No.
Want to see teenagers get married?
No.
No.
Why don't they just call it Broken Spirits and Dashed Dreams? Just, what do they call it? Just Bad Idea Theater. Let's call it that. Teenagers who are getting married will follow several couples as they prepare to tie the knot and ruin their lives. So, they got that going for you. Taylor Momsen is going on tour with Marilyn Manson.
Yep.
Momsen and Manson together again for the first time. Her band, The Pretty Reckless, will open for Marilyn Manson on his upcoming North American tour. First date is in April 27th, Providence, Rhode Island. Momsen and Manson. Anyone interested? Or can we ignore them all together at the same time?
Who draws more out of those two, by the way, at this point?
Who draws less, I think, is a better question.
Taylor, by the way, talking about her tour plans this week, said... she's on FHM magazine, nearly naked, as she usually is. I love stripper shoes. I always find the tallest ones. I love stripper shoes. All right, we get it. You're a whore. It's a given now. It's understood. We get it.
Don't stop her from talking about it, though. It's all right.
Her with her nipples covered in tape. Just saying.
Yep.
And, Judi Dench is not going blind. She wants you to know she's not going blind.
Whew. I didn't hear that.
This weekend, the legendary British actress was announced she has macular degeneration, which is a a really bad eye condition. And it can lead to blindness, but apparently she's undergone treatment now, which has arrested the progress of the disease. So although vision is difficult for her, she has to have someone read her scripts. That's about as bad as it's going to get, they think. They'll be able to arrest it and keep her from going completely blind. So
they had quotes from her in the British papers this weekend that said that she could not make out the face of the person that she's having dinner with. It's that bad.
Yeah.
I have a quote from her if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the Queen about it on Thursday.
So I don't know if that helps, but
it does help. Today's celebrity birthdays, Anthony Daniels of C-3PO fame is 66 years old today. Alan Rickman turned 66 as well. William Peterson from CSI is 59. Kelsey Grammer is 57. Eric Wilson from Sublime is 42. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 33. Ellen Page of Juno fame, 25. Ashley Green turns 25 as well. And Corbin Blue, you remember him from High School Musical and Jump In. I don't remember Jump In. Anyone see Jump In?
No, I don't know what that is.
I believe that was a water polo film.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Come on.
That's him. That's him. That's Corbin Blue. 23 years old today.
Wow.
He's known as the come on with the come on guy.
Not in that way at all.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have Brittany Palmer in the studio, UFC Octagon girl and current Playboy cover model. We also have Dumb Ways You Got Caught with Drugs. I don't know if you saw the story of the president was in town recently, and Air Force One was parked, and a little plane got into the airspace over Air Force One. So they scrambled some fighters.
They don't like that.
No.
They do that, apparently.
They scrambled some fighters, and they made the guy land, and he had like 40 pounds of weed in his plane.
maybe he was Obama's dealer. Maybe he was making a delivery.
Was he just going to drop it?
Brock! That's what you ordered. This is yours.
So Dumb Ways You Got Caught with Drugs tomorrow. Kevin Pereira from G4's Attack of the Show on the program tomorrow. And why is Ozzy and CBS offering some kind of a deal where you can go get a colonoscopy?
Because CBS cares.
I don't think I understand
the
whole
thing. You have to go to England to get it.
I think you do.
No,
I think you have
don't.
To go with Ozzy to get a colonoscopy.
Ozzy does it, but I think it happens in New York.
No. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll find out more tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.